my friends, and welcome to another Cup of Joe podcast on this Friday, July the 19th. And wherever you are, whenever you are listening to this, I wish you God's grace. I wish you God's life. I wish you God's goodness. And I think the first thing I'm going to say, my friends, is, you know, I always say wherever you are and whenever you are listening to this. And that is indeed true with these last few weeks, because I have been having trouble with my host that I upload my podcast to. For some reason, starting the one 3 weeks ago that came out on July the 5th, that did not drop when I uploaded it on that day, the 5th. It dropped about 5 days later. Well, the one I uploaded last week on, July the 12th, I am a week later doing this podcast now, and it still hasn't dropped. And I am doing this one on blind faith, hoping that when I upload it, it will drop. So eventually, these mysterious podcasts that perhaps never made their way out into the interwebs will one day show up, and you'll hear what I had to say about these readings that perhaps were months earlier, and bless you for listening at that time. But what may have to happen is I may have to look for a new host and see if I can direct the same URL. These are words you don't ever need to worry about. To all of you, because those of you who do subscribe, I want you to make sure that you get these. So I'm in a bit of a conundrum. We're figuring all this out. I'm looking for the Spirit's help. By the time, hopefully, you listen to this, it'll all be figured out. But just know, this is how the sausage is made. And we're trying to figure this out on this side. But hey, thanks for being with me as we open the Word of God for this 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. As we continue to move through the day in, day out, presence of the Spirit, presence of God in our life and the lives of those around us, the life of the world. So today we're going to hear the first reading out of Jeremiah chapter 23, verses 1 to 6. As you know, Jeremiah was a prophet, a strong prophet, went to the people of Judah before they were taken off and into exile, and was not loved, by the way. And yeah, you're going to hear some tough words today that he's got to say. And then we're going to hear out of Mark, again, as we continue through Mark. We're going to be in chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. We're not going to pick up exactly where we left off last week, but I'll explain that in just a moment. All right, so those who do like to follow along, Jeremiah 23, 1 to 6, Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 34. Again, as always, however it is you prepare yourself to hear, open yourself, allow this Word of God to find a home within you, I invite you to do that at this time. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter the flock of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, against the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my sheep and driven them away. You have not cared for them. But I will take care to punish your evil deeds. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. There they shall increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them who will shepherd them, so that they no longer fear and tremble, and none shall be missing, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern wisely. He shall do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah shall be saved. Israel shall dwell in security. This is the name they give him, the Lord our justice. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. again, brothers and sisters, as always, if there was a word, a phrase, an idea, an image, a thought that came to your mind through the hearing of the word, allow God to speak to you. Allow God to just let that settle upon you and find a home within you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes it's hard, right, to find the thread between the first reading and the gospel. This one isn't hard at all, right? If we take that first reading from Jeremiah, that second paragraph, the second part, "Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up a righteous shoot to David. As king, he shall reign and govern them. He shall do what is just and right in the land." I mean, this is immediately following when Jeremiah has said, "I will raise up shepherds for you who will shepherd you rightly." Right? As I was reading the first reading and just praying it the first time before I read the gospel, and I thought, oh, I wonder what gospel they're going to pair with it. I assumed it would be a gospel where Jesus was giving the dickens to the Pharisees who weren't shepherding their people well. But I like how the church, in her wisdom, paired these two much better. Much better. Because, yes, Jeremiah is giving a dickens to the shepherds of his time. There's no doubt about it. And again, brothers and sisters, make no mistake, just like we talked about with Jesus, that takes tremendous courage. Tremendous courage. Our leaders are not above our critical eye. And I don't mean criticism. Anybody can criticize, you know, a blanket criticism. That doesn't take intelligence at all. But if we are to be critical in the best sense of that word, to call them out for misdeeds done, because we are called to be people of justice, right? The Lord our justice. Then that indeed takes courage to be able to name the truth. And so this is where it starts. You know, woe to the shepherds, where Jeremiah has given them a hard time. You know, because you have not shepherded my people well. You have scattered them and driven them away. You have not cared for them. But then, you know, and he even says, "I'll take care to punish your evil deeds." Okay, that he's certainly going one way with that, you know, series of sentences, with that thought. But then he pivots right there. Did you see it? I mean, ultimately God pivots, but through Jeremiah in the writing. I myself, I mean, then it's tender. It's just such a gorgeous reading. "I myself will gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands to which I have driven them and bring them back to their meadow. And there you will increase and multiply. I will appoint shepherds for them," or for you, for us, "and they will shepherd them. They will no longer need to fear and tremble, and none will be missing." None will be missing. Isn't that gorgeous? Have you ever felt like you've been out there on your own for whatever reason? And you've been missing, alone in a crowd, as it were? Have you ever felt like you have not been heard or seen? Have you ever felt like an injustice has happened to you? I think the answer most likely is yes to all of those, because we're human, right? And our God speaks to you today. Now here's the juxtaposition, because I really like our God puts us on the razor's edge and says, "Which side will you fall off on?" because both sides carry truth and both sides carry goodness. What do I mean? On the one hand, brothers and sisters, I think Jeremiah and Jesus both make clear that we are called to shepherd well those people in our life to whom God has given us to shepherd. We are shepherds at some level. Now, I don't mean that in a power and control way. I don't mean that as we are above whomever that is, a parent-child relationship in a sense. Although, I mean, many of us have been given children, but that doesn't make us better, okay? It just gives us a position. It is not about knowing more, being better, being more righteous, whatever that would be. It is not about separation, but it is about we, for whatever reason, in whatever situation, in whatever circumstance, have been given a voice of influence, a position of influence, a moment to influence. And I'm not talking about it like on the internet. Oh my gosh, you want to, okay, you're going to hear an axe that I'm grinding. Oh, that person's an influencer on, you know, Instagram or whatever. Oh, I just want to throw up because it's just dumb. If you got to name yourself influencer, I don't think you're much of an influencer. Let me bring you in on a secret. Okay, rant ended. That's just my stupidity here. But every one of us in whatever, and I don't know that it's necessarily even a season to say, okay, as parent, it is my season as influencer or to have a voice or a position or the moment to be able to help guide and shepherd. But that moment ends. I guess in some sense that's true. But I think probably day in, day out, there are moments we are shepherd and there are moments we are sheep, right? There are moments we are influencer and there are moments we are influenced. And I think all are true. I think there are moments, brothers and sisters, we need to be, as God says through Jeremiah, his name will be our Lord, our justice. There are moments and seasons where we need to be living, working, speaking, acting on behalf of justice for others in the world who perhaps do not have a voice, but perhaps also for ourselves who have experienced injustice. But there are moments, brothers and sisters, I think in our lives where we who have experienced injustice, and this is, boy, I'm speaking out of both sides of my mouth here. I don't think we are ever called to be, okay, just let's be victims now. Because I don't think that's what our God made us to be. But I do think there are moments in our lives where we must say, but I don't want to carry around this anger anymore of the injustice that was caused me, or the trauma, or the hurt, or the pain, or the lack of forgiveness. And how do I forgive? How do I let it go? There's moments we must rage against the injustices and those who do them, because we do not want that to be the final word, not only in our life, but in the life of creation. God is a God of justice. And if one of his titles is the Lord, our justice, we are called to act in that manner as well and be voices on behalf of justice. But we are also called to say, I'm tired of carrying around that hurt and that anger. And I don't want to get caught in that. I don't want to spin my wheels there anymore. I don't want to get stuck in that moment and in that place. And for me to move on, I need to forgive. And in forgiving, that doesn't make it okay. That simply says, I refuse to be, I don't like the word ruled. I refuse to be under the, forgive me, I'm not coming up with the right phrasing. I refuse to live under that authority or that anger or that hurt or that emotion. I just don't want to be there anymore because it's not healthy for me. I think, brothers and sisters, we live not in an either-or place where we either are shepherds or sheep or traumatized or acting on behalf of justice. I think we live with a foot in both camps. It's both and. It's both and. And how do we do that well? How do we live moving in and out of that space and do that honestly? You know, I think of the gospel reading here and the people who are seeking after Jesus. You know, you think, man, there was just so many people who were in need of healing, in need of being listened to, in need of being loved, in need of being having things sorted out in their life, and they just ran ahead. They didn't give them a moment's rest. But I think the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? That indeed there are people all around in our world who are in need of being seen and heard and loved and grounded. And there are people who are in need of having things, having a listening ear so they can sort things out, or whatever that looks like, to be healed simply by being important to someone. And I think in truth, we are both. We are the ones who listen and can help ground others at the same time needing grounding ourselves, right? I think Henry Nouwen said it so beautifully and probably best. We are wounded healers. We are wounded healers. We live in a place of both and. Brothers and sisters, we are shepherds and we are sheep. We are those in need of healing and we are those who bring healing. We are those who seek influence and those who give it. And all are true. Both can be true, as the saying goes. And so maybe the question for us today is not necessarily even what season are we in, what moment are we in? And can we accept that and live in this both and reality rather than the either or? How do we live in the midst of forgiveness but while also acting on behalf of justice? All right, one other thing I want to say, this will be a quick one. I love in the gospel how, so the gospel, I said, remember, it doesn't follow exactly on the heels, if you remember last week's gospel, which you may not, because you may never have heard my podcast, but the gospel was Jesus sent them out two by two to go heal. Well, now they're coming back. We skipped over a little bit, which was the death of John the Baptist. We may come back to it at some point, I'm not sure, but it didn't flow, whereas this flows. And so they came back, and they were all telling Jesus about what happened. They were reporting everything they had done and taught. And he said, you've done so great. Let's go away by yourself to a deserted place. Let's rest for a while. And of course, then they weren't able to. But I love that idea that Jesus was like, there's a time for work and a time for rest. A time for work and a time for rest. And there's a tale, I don't know if this is true or if it's not, if it's a apocryphal or just kind of lore, but I'm going to read it to you because I really like it. And it says this, an Amazon explorer tried a forced march through the jungle. The first 2 days went well, but on the third day, the native porters wouldn't move, saying, we can't go on. We have to let our souls catch up with our bodies. On the third day, they wouldn't move. And when asked, they said, we cannot move because we have to let our souls catch up with our bodies. Let me tell you about my weekend this last weekend. It was the first weekend Renee and I had for a while that we weren't out of town. We didn't have guests come by or whatever it was. Things going on in our lives. And so we had a whole list of projects. And I attacked them on Saturday, basically from dusk till dawn. Or no, the other way around, dawn till dusk. Let's do it that way. And I got a whole lot done on Saturday. And I felt terrific about it, but I was exhausted. Then comes Sunday. And you know what I did? I kind of did the same thing. And about midway through the afternoon, I absolutely hit a wall and I fell apart. And my wife had a front row seat to me just falling apart. And it wasn't pretty and it wasn't good. And afterward, I really reflected on that and talked with her on Monday after I bought her flowers and said, I'm so sorry you had to see that part of me. And I just said, you know, I think I just really need to embrace the idea of Sabbath. That yes, the work we did on Saturday was really good, but it's okay for us to take a rest on Sunday. And it's okay to let our souls catch up with our bodies. Because I think that's what our God's inviting us to do. I know I saw the effects of when I don't do that. I suspect I'm not alone in that. And so this is just good wisdom that Jesus gets to remind us. You've done really well. Come away and rest for a while. You have earned it. Let's pray, my friends. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. The second luminous mystery, the wedding feast at Cana. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, bless you. Thank you for being with me as we break open this Word of God this weekend. May your weeks be filled with every good blessing. Be well.